I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Poverty and hunger drove thousands of Central Americans to migrate north, but they didn't get far. That story coming up. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's got very high rates of child marriage, but now false teachers are making that problem even worse. We'll explain how in about 4 minutes. But first, Guatemalan troops halted thousands of migrants as they moved through the country in a caravan last week. Soldiers used tear gas and batons to disperse the caravan, and injuries were reported. Brian Dennett of AMG International explains why so many Central Americans are anxious to head north.
Central America is really so close to the United States. So they have this pretty universal dream that coming to America is going to solve the desperate problems that they're experiencing in their own countries, the violence, the hunger. And this has just been further compounded by COVID and also in Honduras and Guatemala by the two recent tropical storms or hurricanes.
Dennett says most Central Americans know of friends or family who have reached the United States. AMG's worked in Central America for 45 years, spreading the love and hope of Jesus throughout the region.
Our prayer is that families stay together, that families can live in the communities that they know and love. I know that's the heart of people in Central America, and we want to continue to be able to love them, to share hope with them, to share the hope of the gospel with them.
Meanwhile, COVID-19 is killing off the elderly in Native America, along with the language and culture. Many of their elders are the only ones that speak Native languages and know tribal traditions, but they're dying at a faster rate because of the pandemic. And Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' Brad Hutchcraft says it's shaking Native communities.
Native culture, they are taught a deep respect for elders. So losing those you have learned so much from and who have cared for you is not just felt in one home, but across a community and sometimes across an entire tribe.
The language barrier also means when a Native elder is isolated in the hospital with COVID-19, they're often alone and scared.
We've heard directly from some of our friends. One that comes to mind right now, their father was taken to a facility that then had to be taken to the city, and they didn't know where he was, how he was doing, what was going on, what treatment he was receiving for 3 or 4 days because they had to find him first.
So pray for Native Christians who are reaching out with help and Christ's hope.
We have many friends who have stepped up in their areas to make sure that someone is checking on the elders and helping where they can, and they're living out Philippians 2:4. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but to the interest of others.
And we'll end today in Southern Africa, where the pandemic is making one troublesome trend even worse. Child marriage is already a problem in Zimbabwe. At our website, Simon Marajani, an Operation Mobilization USA partner, lists 4 reasons why a third of all girls are married off before they turn 18.
The first of which is poverty. Daughters are sometimes married off in order to reduce the perceived economic burden. When the bride price is paid, the family of the girl gets something.
With biblical discipleship, OM Zimbabwe combats another factor putting girls at risk.
There's an indigenous apostolic church which encourages girls as young as 10 to marry much older men. This they do because they would like to keep these young girls within their own religious circles. They will only read the Old Testament, and they will point to the fact that in the Old Testament, polygamy is allowed. People had concubines in the Bible. So they will tell you what they're doing is above board.
Ask God to help believers protect young girls from harm.
We are currently in a lockdown, and this is where sometimes child marriages also begin to occur.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. And when you give, you enable all of us to come together, appreciate great stories, experience breakthroughs, and build relationships. So would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.